This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean coming at you live from San Diego, California. Folks, we just finished up our tea party with Bakersfield, and then we went over to Ramona, California. We did a tea party over there. We got Escondido tomorrow. And after that, we'll be back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. But up until that time, friends, we're going to be enjoying the 97-degree weather here in San Diego today after the radio show, at least for a couple minutes, we hope. You know, it was interesting. Over the weekend, we went to the Midway warship. I don't know if you've ever seen that before, but they have the war aircraft up on top of this ship that was built up until 1944. It was never used in active duty, but it was stationed over in Japan for a while. So we brought the guys over there to learn a little history in the meantime and showing respect to our veterans every step of the way, friends. That's what we're about. Nobody respects and honors the veterans more than this ministry does, you can rest assured. Then we went over to La Jolla so the kids, the youngins could see the fat slobs, as we call them, the water sows, laying out on the sun in the 93-degree weather on Saturday, and those would be the sea lions that we have over here, which was kind of funny and second to none, of course. But it's worth, the time to go and see what they have over here in San Diego. Outside of that, folks, yeah, we call them water pigs is what we call them. Interestingly enough, it's interesting to also note how faithful the Lord is, because when you spend time in his service, he always seems to drop something down just to show you that his fingerprints are all over everything that we're doing in this ministry. And lo and behold, on the way back on Saturday, just taking a breather, the Blue Angels were doing a sky show right over the top of where we were driving down the highway. So just to kind of give you an update as to where we're at and what we're doing, we got, again, Escondido tomorrow, Escondido Tea Party, and then we're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota on Wednesday, and then we'll take it from there. Aside of that, friends, I wanted to I'll let you know that if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can do that as well. sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. Also wanted to let you know those two pages interact one with another. As well, friends, what we're going to be doing is, if you want to check us out, we can show you what we're doing every step of the way. You can also go over to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, on our Facebook account, as well as our Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, friends, you can do that actually in the next three up-and-coming three segments. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I wanted to highlight some of these articles that we have going here. Democrat policies are the oppressors of minorities. Folks, again, when we're talking about the Democratic Party, do understand that you're dealing with a lawless party, those that are not ruled by law, and we can see that by their fruits. And again, friends, if you'd like to check that article out, do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also keep in mind, friends, what John Adams rightly said when he said, there is nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader in converting measures in opposition to each other. So I would lay to your candor, America, why is there a Republican Party? Why is there a Democratic Party? Why is there an independent party in America, for goodness sakes? Why is there a communist party? You also do understand that they're trying to bring about a Sharia law party, which means they want to upend your constitution. And the way they do that is demoralize the American people. But again, listen to what John Adams warned over 200 years ago. He said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Is that what you're seeing today? You better bet your bottom dollar that's what you're seeing today, folks. They're bringing forth opposition one against another because they're playing out WWF at its very worst. And friends, what you need to keep in mind is while they play games, what they're doing is they're stealing away your rights that hundreds fought, bled, and died to give unto us. Check that out on Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want to give you a quick heads up as to what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments here. Keep in mind, this is important that you understand that. Adolf Hitler did not pull the trigger when millions were murdered. Them that did his bidding said that they were just doing their job. And I want to submit to you today, friends, they did not do their job. They fell to a tyrant because they would not be ruled by the laws of their German Republic back in the day. And when they departed from the law, folks, keep in mind, they submitted to a tyrant. And that's why our forefathers continuously warned us, either we're going to submit to God and we're going to be ruled by God, or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. And what we're going to be talking about again, friends, is just that. Hitler did not pull the trigger. Millions were murdered. And during the Nuremberg trials in 1945, when they were asked why they did what they were doing and why they did what they did when they killed the innocents, 6 million within and 6 million without are the numbers, they all replied with, well, we were just doing our job. Friends, they were not doing their job in any sense of the word. Do not forget that they were not doing their job. And I actually anticipate looking forward and look forward to the topic of today's show. And keep in mind as well as what William Blum said, the United States Department of State, and who would know better than the state and one that would work for the state who's responsible for more murders in the history of mankind? And who would that be? That would be the state. William Blum said this. He said, no matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, he said as he went on, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. Listen again. No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple moments. It's called Bureaucrats Cry. We're just doing our job. Again, keep in mind, bureaucrats are crying. We're just doing our job. In fact, in America, friends, if those that were serving we the people through a representative government, through those that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people were just doing their job, they would actually be turning on the criminals in this administration rather than turning on the people. And what it shows you, again, as I was just highlighting, folks, a couple moments ago, they are giving themselves over to tyranny because they want to secure their job as they destroy their own people. And what we see today, as they commit the crimes, what are they saying? They're saying the same exact thing that they said during the Nuremberg trials back in 1945 of May. We're just doing our job. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California, 97 degrees here in the state of California. Thank you for having us here out here in the Californians as well, friends. We greatly appreciate it. Also want to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. We are hooked up to STACK. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, what I was talking about right during the last segment, and I want to give you a really quick heads up as to why sometimes it feels like there's a little disconnection going on. Almost without fail, I want my listeners to hear this. This is how the opposition works. Almost every given time that I'm on the road, friends, when I begin the show, everything will work up to the very point that live radio actually goes on. When live radio starts to take, all of a sudden my computer, all my information in which I have in front of me completely freezes up. So if you're ever wondering, or actually ever wondering why that there's a disconnect going on, because again, without fail, once I go live, everything up to the point where I am going on to live radio, everything is working perfectly fine. Once I go live on the phone, folks, or through the studio, all of a sudden my computers freeze up. It happens probably 3/4 of the time that I'm on the radio. I want to let you know, someone's trying to break the signal. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But let's get to it. I just wanted to give you a heads up as to what was taking place. One more time, if you'd like to be a part of the show, you may. 1-866-582, again, 9933. 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about how Adolf Hitler when killing off his own opposition. Once he became a dictator, he convinced his people to actually do the killing for him. And I'm talking about state employees. Instead of those state employees actually upholding the constitution of the prospective country, namely Germany, what they did after they killed 6 million within and 6 million without, those are the numbers that are reported, folks. Well, we were just told by those that did the killing for Adolf Hitler that they were just doing their job. And what I told you right before the break, William Blum rightly said, he said, a state employee is an employee of the United States Department of State. No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is doing, is actually doing, he said, is worse than you can imagine. America, I have a question for you, and I need to lay this to your candor. And if you've been asked this question before, it's okay. It's not tedious for me to remind you. When I ask you the question, who is the government in this country, America? Because in America, for some reason or another, I just did a tea party in Ramona. I did a tea party in Bakersfield. I'll do another one tomorrow in Escondido, and I'll ask them the same question. When you complain of the government, who are you complaining about? You're complaining about yourselves, because government is a mirror. It's a reflection of what you tolerate or allow them to be, friends, because you are the government in this country. See, the government in this country, America, is the people. Read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America. Read the Declaration of Independence. So, folks, so when you hear people make reference to they as the government, keep in mind you need to understand that they is you. And again, we the people really does mean something according, again, to the United States Constitution. So now that we got that straight, that's a great premise to start for, or actually from. Recently, I was watching a video in which a woman was exposing some serious corruption, again, within the system of American government. And it's antithetical to American government. Just so you understand, the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law, not to advocate it. Well, this woman that was exposing serious corruption within the system of government, well, she began to give details to the high crimes of those who derived their powers from the consent of the governed. And again, that is me and you. And if you like to find that in actual documentation, read the Declaration of Independence. This woman went on, and what she did is she began to point out the many people who were on the inside, who were a part of what she was exposing. Again, those that were to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. The people that she was exposing were those that were willing to come forward if others were willing to do the same. Now, that's kind of interesting. What she was doing, listen carefully. She said that there were people inside that were willing to expose. In other words, those that were employee of those that were of employees of those that were committing the acts of crime against we the people, there were employees within that circle of people that said, listen, we're willing to come forward if others would do the same. But see, what's sick about this is many were just too scared to stop the crimes that they are committing on the behalf of their employers. Here, let me give you an example, a different way, same topic. Different branch, same trunk. Do you remember some time back we had a local teacher call in and I was talking about the crimes that are being committed against our children, the illegal indoctrination taking place on our children, how they're being thrown in a cesspool of indoctrination illegally through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights by the federal government, who has no business teaching your kids or anybody else's kids. Maybe they should start with their own first and foremost. But we had a teacher that called in, because during high school assemblies, what I do is I expose international baccalaureate. I expose No Child Left Unindoctrinated. I expose Common Core, friends, to the young people across the country. And without fail, I have the teachers that are sitting there agreeing with everything that I'm saying. And they're nodding their heads in agreement with the crimes of the federal government, that it is illegal, that it is indoctrination, and that the federal government has no business teaching our kids with the things that they're teaching our kids. And again, as I said, these teachers are in conformity with the message. They're in agreement with the message. They're agreeing with everything I'm saying. And I said, the problem that we have with these teachers is they all agree with what I'm saying. But guess what? When I leave, they go on indoctrinating our students regardless of the facts or not, because they don't want to lose their jobs, they say. Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, if the teachers across the country decided to turn on the NEA, they could change it within a week. And I would go back to the American people first and foremost and submit to your candor and ask you the question, why are there public schools in the first place? But going past all of that, see, the teachers agree with what I'm telling them and the young people that they're being lied to by the federal government, but they keep on teaching anyways. Now, going back to the caller that was a teacher some time back who called in, he tried to justify the position of the teachers that were teaching what the federal government was throwing to our students illegally in the first place. And I said, well, how do you call that love? How do you call that just doing your job? Because for them to do their job is to actually educate the students, not to indoctrinate the students. Now, going back to this individual that's willing to go ahead and expose the high crimes of those that are to serve we the people, those that are serving under them that are committing the high crimes, if they would do their job and uphold the Constitution, they would deal with that domestic criminal first and foremost. Because if those in this administration currently would turn on Barack Hussein Obama, he could be impeached on a hat, friends, Article 2, Section 4. He could be removed. He could be indicted, just the way the Constitution tells us to do that. But what do? They say, no, we're just going along for the ride. And see, what they have now is they have enough criminals around this administration that are extorted because of the crimes committed that, guess what? They aren't serving you, the people, anymore. They're serving the tyrant that means to destroy the people. And I think that was a great explanation as to get you to understand exactly what I'm talking about concerning the bureaucrats that are just crying and decrying that, listen, we're just doing our job. I want you to think about this. Our veterans fought. I want you to really think about this. They fought, they bled, and many of them died to give these these employees that are too afraid to actually go out and expose the individual that they work for his crimes against we the people. They say that they're too scared. Well, again, listen, our veterans, they fought, they bled, and they died. But yet again, these scared employees, folks, are too scared to come forward in the freedom that they now have and in which they now live in, John 15:13. However, they don't consider our veterans. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What our veterans were willing to fight, bleed and die, but the employees of those that are standing against what the veterans sacrificed themselves to give us, namely freedom, they're too afraid to stand up against them. Folks, it shows you where their priorities are. They honor the tyrant more than they do the sacrifice. And what's sad in this country, friends, is those that have given the sacrifice in many cases are what? Their grandpas, their grandmas, their dads, their moms, their uncles, their aunts. And at length, friends, it shows you that they serve the almighty dollar and they care more about their own income than they do the freedom of the American people. I'm going to take a quick break, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. We'll be right back on the other side.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. We have Tim online calling in from Wyoming. Tim, how are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Thanks for taking my call. Things are doing well here. I'm happy to hear your, well, I'm not happy with the heat down there, or the humidity,
Well, it's a treat to us because we're all over the country all of the time. Every month we're somewhere different. And so we had a really nice weekend as far as the weather goes. I mean, it was kind of overkill, but it was just during the night out here in California, it is just absolutely beautiful. I understand why people live in California as far as the weather goes, but for any other reason, I don't.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. That's the reason I left. I was just going to say the weather in Wyoming lately has been, you know, cold, rainy, and wet, which I don't mind at all because the humidity is so low here. But I wanted to mention, now you're talking about what I'm hearing you say is sort of the line in the sand. Are we reaching the line in the sand yet? Now, when our so-called employees, our so-called representatives are doing what they feel like they should do for themselves, not for us. But they're following orders, but their orders come from Satan, as we already know. But they're following the orders to basically oppress the American people, who are their employers. And we are the government, as you said. We're supposed to be doing the job of policing ourselves and just have them, okay, they can fix the fences, but we do the rest of it. That's all. But, I mean, they're only supposed to protect the borders and not tax us to death, not tell us what to do, not tell us how to eat. Not tell us that we're supposed to accept this, that, and the other, and everything is good that way, and we're supposed to follow their orders on top of it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the worst part of it all. I mean, and actually, I'm sorry to, when it, last time, I didn't mean to run over the top of you. As you were saying, you weren't even heard, and it became my show. I'm sorry about that. I just mean to.
What I'm saying here, Tim, is instead of bringing their crimes to the light, there are those who remain silent in service to the corrupt and watch their corruption
right.
spread. I mean, when you look at governors, you look at representatives that are serve we the people, you look at even those that are, let's go over to the border really quick because I'm right on the border in San Diego here, 30 miles away from Mexico. When you hear these border controls tell us the President of the United States of America told us just to catch and release them, well, that's not
right.
what their job is. Their job is to enforce the laws found in the Constitution of the United States against illegals. So when they say,
right.
well, we're just doing what we're told to do, wait, that's how it starts. And going back to Adolf Hitler or any other dictator of the past, if you go to the Nuremberg trials in 1945, the first thing that was said by the prosecutor, and namely the President of the United States of America, aside of the prosecutor, he said the laws of God and the laws of man have been violated here, and those that were being tried during the Nuremberg trials for them doing Hitler's biddings, namely murdering the innocent people for the likes of Adolf Hitler, they all stood up and just said, we were doing our job. As a matter of fact, what was scary about it, Tim, is they even went so far as to say they would do it again. They
right,
were waiting
right.
in line for a promotion somehow.
Right.
And this
yeah,
is where we're at in this country now. We could put the freeze on all of corruption concerning those that represent we the people if everybody would keep their own oath. But we see across the boards is a great amount of treachery, and that's unfaithfulness towards their own oaths, towards that Constitution of the United States.
Right. As you say, they're following the orders, and the orders say, well, here's your, you'll get your earthly reward if you do what we say. They're not thinking about their, I mean, some of those people probably don't even consider that they have a soul, an eternal soul, and their soul is being damned by what they're doing. I mean, by God, of course, but by the actions that they're taking, their souls are being damned, and they don't consider that they have a moral obligation because morals don't exist in their minds because the state is their moral. The state requires what they do, and the state says, don't think for yourself, do what we say.
That's all. Right.
And as you said earlier about that, you're talking about basically the socialist training camps, which is what I call the public school system. And some people call them day prisons. I prefer socialist training camps because the children become a good government slave by going through the schools. They go
yep.
through the school system. Even at fourth, fifth, sixth grade, children are already hearing things that the government is doing properly, which is improper, of course. They're hearing how the government is never wrong. They're hearing how the teachers are. I hear my seventh grader talking to me. She tells me things that are, I mean, I say, what? Are you kidding me? The teacher said that?
Mm-hmm.
And then this has just started happening, which I never noticed it before because, frankly, I mean, she'd never spoken up about it. Now she's telling me, and I say, you know, because I listen to the Basket of Deplorable type radio, deplorables, excuse me, not just one, many, but I listen to the deplorables type, news sources where I actually get proper and true and honest information. I mean, you can be honest and be lying, but at the same time, but be honest as in accurate as in truthful
yeah.
information. I get truthful information, and I try to impart that to my children and
yeah.
my wife too. But what I'm
let,
saying
let me,
is,
let me interject something in there, Tim.
Yeah.
I was just doing a tea party in Bakersfield, California. A woman came up to told me just this last week. She went to a teacher workshop, and she asked for the curriculum. It took her teacher 4 days to get the curriculum over into the hands of the parent that requested it, and she found out that they're teaching students the five pillars of Islam. And I said, well, this is exactly what I'm talking about. And just kind of taking it to, in parallel to what we're talking about right now, I've heard principals say that every, 3 to 5 years, the science books and the history books are being changed with a smile on their face. on their face. Right. I'm sorry. And what's sick about this, America, is what you need to understand is they will say the same thing. Those that committed the atrocities under Adolf Hitler, they're doing the same thing in this country, not to that degree yet, but it's going to go there if we don't stop this now. They're all just saying, hey, listen, we're just doing our job, as if to say, well, I'm just taking orders from him who is telling me to do something that I know I shouldn't be doing, but I'm going to do it anyways because he knows better than my oath. Wait a second. Well, that's not how this works. We can put right. the kibosh on all this if we would all in it, come together as we are to be one people in the United States under God. We can put the kibosh on this every single step of the way concerning those that mean to commit crimes against we the people, but it's the people themselves that are giving way to the acts of tyranny in the first place.
Right, right. Well, I want to say one last thing. I agree with everything you just said. I want to say one last thing. People need to pay attention to this debate tonight. They need to watch this because this is probably going to be the biggest turning point in our country in my lifetime. I'm in my 50s, but at the same time, in my lifetime, this will probably be the most pivotal election. Because, and I'm not saying I'm 100% for either one of them, and I'm definitely not 100% for, anyway, I'm not saying which way, if you can listen to my voice, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm going to vote for the person who makes me happiest. I'm saying that I'm going to vote for the person who is going to do the proper job. Unfortunately, we only have two choices. If there were Constitution Party and Independence Party Constitutional Party people who ran years ago, unfortunately, those people are not deciding to run again. And I would like to see, I would have liked to have seen them again, but they never did show their faces or throw their hat in the ring, so to speak. But right. people need to pay attention to this debate. They need to know who says what and how both of them represent themselves to the American people. Because we need to know what's happening next, and we need to pay attention because there are so many people that will just stick their head in the sand or in their armpit or wherever, and they'll stare at their big screen TV, drink their beer, watch their football, and go to bed, and next day the country's totally changed.
Yep.
I'm not saying that's going to happen as quickly as that, but it's happened so fast. It's happening faster and faster. By the second, things are changing in our country.
Yep.
People need to pay attention to that. They need to wake up.
Thank you for your call, Tim.
Yeah,
I have to rock it here, man. I got two segments left. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you. Folks, I would even go so far as to say that there are many candidates. We had a friend, Michael Peruca, back in 2004 that was running for the Constitutional Party. It's not so much, folks, that they're not running. They're running. The state-controlled narrative is to stay away from them, people that are actually legitimate candidates. We want the two candidates given to the American people in the spotlight constantly because they are part of the establishment, though 318.9 million people in this country complain about the establishment, yet they're excited about watching a debate between two people that were spoon-fed to them 24/7 through the state-controlled narrative as a legitimate candidate. Folks, there are other candidates out there. The state-controlled media is just not broadcasting their campaigns, their progress, so on and so forth. They are there. As a matter of fact, Michael Peruca even told us, he said, listen, it's not that we're not, out there shaking, rattling, and rolling. The bottom line is the media doesn't want you to see that we're out here, and that's what they're doing is they're just doing a blackout on legitimate candidates. That's what's happening. Getting back to the point of what we were talking about here again, friends, is bureaucrats cry, just doing my job. Those who serve we the people in whatever capacity, whether it be the President of the United States, a representative, or if it's in the military, all take an oath before God to faithfully discharge the duties of their offices. Now, folks, I want to make a point here. If you know the Constitution based on the Word of God first and foremost, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. If you knew that, you would understand that it is those in representative positions that have created war. It's those in representative positions, friends, that have warred against we the people at the great and awful cost of the blood of our sons and our daughters. It has been the representatives. But keep in mind,
If the American people were to live out the law that they were called to be, you would put the kibosh on them, mainly through Congress, before they do any of this in the first place. We're going to take a quick...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from a mighty and a holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live from San Diego, California, folks. Hitler did not pull the trigger. Millions were murdered. Them that did his bidding said that they were just doing their job. I submit to you, America, they did not do their job. And it's exactly what's happening in this country on a daily basis. If those from the very bottom to the very top of our government, that God-ordained institution, were obeying their own oaths, friends, we would not be in the position that we are in today. After I started to ponder with this woman that I talked about during the first and second segment from this video was saying, I started to recollect what took place at the Nuremberg trials after Hitler's Third Reich was toppled. In May of 1945, President Harry Truman said at the beginning of the court proceedings, the laws of God and of man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished. God said, thou shalt not kill. Read 1 Timothy 1:7 when you get a moment. I watched those that were guilty of doing Hitler's killing for him try to excuse themselves from the guilt, their own guilt, by claiming that they were just following orders. See, in their minds, it was Hitler's fault. They were attempting to point the finger at Adolf Hitler to rid themselves of guilt from the crimes that they themselves were responsible for committing. This is what's happening in America today. See, Hitler could have never done what he did if it were not for those who subjected themselves to his tyrannical rule and did his biddings. And remember, these men and women had taken an oath to protect Germany and its people to remain free, not to submit themselves to Adolf Hitler and suppress and kill their own. I wonder if they were the same kind of people who were just too afraid to resist the order to kill the innocents. And in the end, they were just as guilty as the devil who complained about it. Or rather, who they complained about, namely Adolf Hitler. So what's the difference between Adolf Hitler and his murderers? Absolutely nothing. What's the difference between Barack Hussein Obama, George Bush, violating the Constitution all the way from the top to the bottom, or the top from the bottom to the top? What's the difference between him and everybody that obeyed his unconstitutional order, friends? There isn't a difference. They are just as guilty as Barack Hussein Obama. So when you sympathize with those governors, when you sympathize with those teachers, when you sympathize with those border patrol agents or those police officers that stand down when they should stand up, you might want to look at it in the perspective in which God looks upon us. Because when you do, friends, you'll see that they are the ones that are responsible, just like every other person in whatever respective capacity, our capacity that they serve we the people in are, friends. There is no difference. If I go along and violate the Constitution of the United States of America because Barack Hussein Obama said so, then it makes me just as guilty. When I transgress God's moral law, guess what, friends? I'm obeying my master, the devil. Well, I'm not asking for permission from the devil to obey God. I'm going to do what I said I would do. I swore an oath that I would do that. Folks, what you have in a national capacity in the United States of America are nothing but a bunch of perjurers. Liars that failed to keep and uphold their own oaths. They've lied to you, America. So it's not just the President of the United States of America that needs to be replaced. Those in other prospective capacities serving we the people in government, they need to be removed for obeying unconstitutional orders, which are null and void. And that falls back to the American people that submit to them. That's why when I say I will not follow unconstitutional orders, friends, you can rest assured by the grace of God, I ain't moving. I said, by the grace of God, I ain't moving. I'm not going to violate. It's better to obey God than it is man, friends. And when you look at our founding documents and you look at our constitutional oath, friends, remember it ends, so help me God. God will empower you and give you more grace to uphold the right thing at the right time. The commandment is holy, just, and good. Friends, come on, that's the fruits of the Spirit. And again, this is exactly what's happening in America today. And the church is guilty of teaching just that. And yet, you cannot find anywhere in Scripture that can sustain their wicked imaginations. Remember Peter and the apostles who told the authorities of the day, we ought rather to obey God than man, Acts 5:29. As a matter of fact, it was the Spirit of God that sent forth the holy angels of God to release these two and break them out of jail. It was called a jailbreak. Who sent forth the power to break the chains, friends? It was the Holy Ghost. It was the angels of the Most High God. God's not commanding you to obey unjust laws that violate His. Nowhere. And nor does that apply in natural law to the constitutional republic in which we have. And instead of bringing their crimes to the light, there are those who remain silent in service to the corrupt. And what they do is they stand back, and instead of standing against the corrupt, they work for the corrupt, and they help spread the corruption. How do you justify that? You can't. Read Psalm 94:16 and Amos 5:15 when you get a moment. But again, friends, just keep in mind, there are some that are just too afraid to resist and confront those that are given orders contrary to the oath of office, which they themselves swore to uphold, regardless of who is to violate it. Regardless of who they needed to stand against. And folks, this includes the President of the United States of America, who works for we the people, that again derives his just powers from the consent of we the people. Delegation was given unto us, church, to establish the Mosaic Institution in which we have today. And when we entrust those that represent we the people. We delegate that authority that's been entrusted to us by God to serve we the people. So therefore, when we disobey God, guess what, friends? We don't much mind if they go ahead and violate their constitution. So in other words, Numbers 32:23 comes to my aid when the Bible tells us that your sin is finding you out. Because at length, it all starts with each and every one of us individually and then as a whole corporately in this country. Those that serve we the people in this country are not just doing their job, friends, when they violate the oath that they swore to uphold. No, they're lying to you. They themselves have now become criminals to the American people. And until we see it that way in every capacity across the boards in the United States of America, nothing's going to change. See, the real threat to you and your freedoms in America does not come from those wearing turbans on their heads yelling Allah Akbar. The real threat comes from Americans who promise to do one thing, again, namely uphold and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Against foreign and domestic enemies, but do the biddings of those who are attempting to tear down and recreate in their own ungodly images, friends. And they don't have any lawful authority to do so. So it is for the American people who tolerate crime. It is for the people who tolerate crime, which will be used to bring America to its own destruction. So don't, friends, blame Barack Hussein Obama. Don't blame Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton, friends, or the Bush regime. Don't blame them for what you tolerate, America, because it's not them that did the pulling of the trigger to assassinate and to destroy the innocent. It's those in other capacities across the United States of America that went along to get along. They had to be a team player in the destruction of their own country. And I would submit this to those that are listening to me that are in public service, those that have sworn to uphold the Constitution. You might want to consider, first of all, yourselves, how you're going to answer to God. And number two, you might want to consider your posterity, because they're going to have to deal with how you just went along to get along because you were too spineless as you capitulated in the face of those that gave you the orders to do the killing in the first place. And I also want to lay to your candor, to those that just go along to get along, you're the worst of men. You're the reason that America is in trouble. And you can go ahead and turn and look at anybody that you want to and say, well, I'm just doing what my boss told me to do. No. You have someone that stands and that sits higher than your boss does. And you yourself swore an oath to uphold the constitutional laws in this country against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And it starts with them that go ahead and think they can do whatever they want at will without consequence. And keep in mind, friends, remember what Abraham Lincoln rightly said, love him or hate him. He was right when he said it. He said, America will never be destroyed from without or the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And that's exactly right. See, the American people in this country have become so dummied down and so stupefied that when they even hear the president of the United States of America, he's not my president, and I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama, the great con himself, friends, that everybody in this country seems to think is a big joke, you need to keep in mind that they look at you as the biggest joke known to mankind, especially with that which has been given unto you. But again, friends, here's the good news. We can right the wrongs. And those that represent we the people, uphold your oath against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and see if we can elongate the freedoms in which we have.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.